And we're heading to the phone with our favorite toy guy, Chris Byrne. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Nice to be with you guys.
Well, I know. Usually we talk with you in the holiday time or when they have different shows, but you've got something special coming up. You're a star of something on Netflix. Tell us a little bit about this.
Oh, well, that, you know, it's the toys of our the toys that made us. It's a Netflix 8-part Netflix series. It's really about the history of 8 toys that you'll remember, like Transformers and G.I. Joe and Hello Kitty and all of these great toys. And that's going to be on Netflix starting in January. So they used me as sort of their toy historian, which was a hoot. I got a lot of great inside stories about, you know, living with Hello Kitty in my youth. So
I still never understood Hello Kitty. I don't have nothing against it, but I'm not sure how that became such an appeal to it. I don't know. There's maybe it's just something about it. Do we seem to always get toys from overseas or other countries that influence America a lot?
Not always, but Hello Kitty certainly was one. It's that concept of kawaii, you know, which is Japanese for cute, super cute. And it's just, you know, Sanrio, who made them, had like hundreds of characters, but Hello Kitty's the one that's really been a hit over here. And in fact, when we launched it back at CBS Toys, it failed, and then they relaunched it. Then it relaunched again, and it was now it's history.
You know, we're in here into the month of August already, and it's sort of we see the back to school ads that appear, and you know, all the things that kids need for school. But you're here a little bit to talk about education in toys and how that does all kind of toys have educational powers to them, or does they have to be something that has math involved with them?
Well, you know, one of my Miss America platforms is that all play is educational, and that kids are having different experiences, expressing themselves, exploring their world, all through kinds of play. So, for example, like storytelling and imagination, this is really helping kids with their verbal communication skills, and it's a building block for literacy. So you've got a great line from Fisher-Price called ImagineX. They have all kinds of cool things, but one that's just coming out right now is the Serpent Strike Pyramid. So it's got all kinds of imaginative play as the treasure hunter comes to the pyramid and the snake gets him and they have to get, you know, it's fun. It's about $49.99. So it really does immerse kids in that imaginative play, which helps them with conceptual thinking as well.
We always talk with the guy from The Strong, where the Toy Hall of Fame is located. I don't know if you're a voter in that or not, but to get an idea. But he always talks about how there's all different things, whether they're store-bought toys or things that we just, you know, stick and things like that. So it's interesting how children's imaginations will take anything and make it a toy.
Well, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, an inert lump of plastic is an inert lump of plastic until it's brought to life by a child's imagination. So, for example, Lego Duplo. Now, you know, probably know Duplo, twice the size of traditional Lego. They've got a preschool that's coming out this year. So it's great for fine motor skills as kids build it. But also the preschool is a way for kids to kind of rehearse scenarios that they may see in preschool, but also playing school for little ones about 1.5 to 4. That's a classic play pattern as kids aspire to going to school.
When I was growing up, we had like a chalkboard. You know, you could play teacher. Now you have to get some kind of electronic whiteboards or something. I mean, all of the things are, there's a whole different way that they teach, and I don't know if there are toys that reflect that at all.
Well, there's no interactive whiteboards, but the Lego Duplo does. But it's really about what the child imagines and bringing it to life and you know, interacting with other kids and doing all that kind of cool stuff.
We're talking this morning with our toy guy, Chris Byrne, and he's here to talk a little bit about some of the ways that you can enhance schoolwork. I mean, the toy that happens, I mean, we hear... I was at a fair the other day, and they have a group that does train, model railroading, a 4-H group or whatever, and one of the people says, well, it's a way to get kids away from electronics. And I know electronics is one of the toys, but how do you balance between where technology takes you and sort of sticking to sort of old school styles of learning?
Well, I think it's really interesting because we've seen, you know, in watching the toys that have been really big hits over the past year, a move away from electronics, because today's 11-year-olds have never lived in a world without a smartphone. So a smartphone, that's not that impressive. But classic play that sort of changes the world for them, that's really great. There's a new thing called Make a Toy Block Tape. Now, this works with Lego or any block-based construction system. It's a restickable tape that goes on any surface, and you can actually build Lego pieces on it. So you could build Lego on your ceiling if you wanted to with it. It's just really, really creative, very dimensional, tactile play. That's from Zuru. That's about $6.99 to $14.99. And the other thing just coming out today that we love is a thing called Unis. This is from Moose Toys. We think it's going to be one of the hottest toys of the year. What they are is an inflatable pellet that you inflate into bubbles that are about 2 inches in diameter. They stick together. You can make a whole bunch of them. You can customize them with little sticky things. You can play games with them. So this is really very tactile, imaginative play. And the only technology is a pump to blow them up. So it really is, you know, all about stimulating that creativity and imagination.
It's like you're building molecules or something.
You could build a molecule with that. That's a great thing.
Oh, I'm thinking too educational at this moment.
No, that's awesome. I love that.
So I'm thinking we just got through with all this Christmas in July people are talking about. Can you give us any insight? I mean, this is when the toys get ordered, right? For the Christmas season, right?
Well, toys were actually ordered probably in April, but some of them are just hitting the shelves now. For example, hitting the shelves today, cast your mind back to 2009, the Zuzu pets are back. Spin Master has relaunched them, this wonderful collectible pet, great way for kids to learn to have a pet. The Hamster House playset just hitting the market today. It's about $29.99. Kids can collect 8 of them or more. Next week on the August 8th is Zoos Day, so you can go to your retailers, and the whole frenzy starts all over again for Zuzu Pets.
August 8th is Zoos the Day? Is
that Zoos Day. Zoos Day.
Oh, I get it.
It's a marketing gimmick, but it's hilarious.
It's a Tuesday. I get it. I'm sorry.
But I'm pumped.
Yeah, that's very good. Do they improve things with toys on the second generation of them? Or do some people think, that's just the new version, I should still stick to the older version? Do they improve the toys, or are they just marketing to some other, you know, newer kids, I guess, when they do
that? There's some of both. You know, they're marketing to newer kids. But, you know, the neat thing about any toy that's got any kind of mechanics or technology in it is we've got, you know, 8 years of advances in technology so that they can actually work better. They can be a little bit more, do a little bit more for the same price, which is really good. So, you know, and it's a whole new generation of kids. Every 8 years, you've got a whole new generation of kids.
Never-ending supply of consumers for the future toy buyers and people like you that...
we hope so.
And collectors as well. Hey, Chris, if people want to find out more of what we talked about today or maybe a little bit about that documentary as well, where's a good place to get details on some of that?
Come see us at ttpm.com. Stands for Toys, Tots, Pets, and More.
Sounds great. Chris Burton, our toy guy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.